It's time for everybody's favorite show, the Heather Nursery Gardening Corner. Now, here's the gardening expert, Dwayne Hastad, along with Paul Ramo, whose gardening knowledge stops at the produce section of the grocery store.
All right, good morning, everyone. Paul Ramo here and Dwayne Hastad. This is the Garden Show, Heather Nursery and Greenhouse Garden Show, Dwayne.
Sure.
Are we changing it up today?
You know, we usually change it up depending on what we're busy with, and this season is kind of our landscaping season, and our fall is for planting type thing. But
and we've taken the Garden Show on the road this morning. We're on the road.
Isn't that cool?
Just a block from the radio station.
Yep, in Grand Park, USA, Madison, Minnesota.
Grand Park. Yeah, it's a kind of a special garden show we're doing this morning. We want to kind of feature the Garden Park. Is that the official name?
Grand Park.
Grand Park, okay.
Because it's by the Grand Theater in Madison.
That's right.
Okay.
And Val Halverson, the Madison City Administrator, is joining us here. We're actually sitting on one of the nice picnic tables in the park on a beautiful Thursday morning. Yep. Thanks for coming down, Val.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
It's great. I mean, these picnic tables are great, and I see there's a bench over here. Donated by the Ramo family.
Yeah, in memory of my mom and dad, and there's another bench, too, by the Grand Theater there, I believe. But, yeah, you always have places to sit. People want to sit, right?
A sit, and you can actually come and work out, too. Yep, me and you'll have to meet here next week, too, and we'll have our workout benches.
Well, thank goodness that's not completed yet.
Well, I'm not going to work on the other area over here, and that's the musical department, and they have different instruments out here. You can play in the Grand Park. It's on pretty terrible on Main Street of Madison if I was playing.
Yeah, well, that's why we have Val with us, because Val's going to tell us a little bit about how the park became existed here. And Val, thanks for coming in again, and tell us a little bit how this got started, Val.
Yep, sure, no problem. I think it's probably over a year in the making. I was approached by Betty Christensen, who works for the Minnesota area on aging, and approached the city and the city council if we'd be interested in a program they had where you survey your residents and there's an opportunity for a $10,000 grant to work on a project that the community has kind of identified. And city council was in favor of that. We put it on the radio and kind of advertised if anyone wanted to be part of this community project. And we had a great outpouring of involvement from retired people to young families. It was a great, well-rounded committee. And so we did that. We did the survey of the residents, and I think the past work that the Arts Council had done on the musical instruments had kind of set in with some people, and that was one of the options. And we're moving forward with that, and thought, well, if we're going to have this great amenity on Main Street, it would be nice if there was some reason why they would want to stay and linger and make it. We knew we had this space here on Main Street by the Grand Theater, easy access to the school, the library, and daycare. And it just kind of started growing from there because we had such a great group of people that really wanted to add some value to Main Street. And I guess, I don't know if you want me to keep going.
No,
I can keep
going. You can keep going. You brought Dwayne aboard, Heather Nursery here, on board.
So we kind of had this plan to make it more than just the musical instruments, but a space that people would want to hang out and enjoy it and kind of have a classroom kind of atmosphere, and had some plans drawn up. And fast forward to when we're starting to put it together, creating a budget, and I think Dwayne actually had heard about it and came and visited with me, and I was very thankful to have his expertise, because just in the plans and getting things ordered on time and kind of changing the plan up too, that it so it fit more with the space here, and it's just been a great project from start to finish, and it's fun to see it coming together.
Yeah, and let people know it's really not finished yet. There's a few other things. What's that about? The mural?
Oh, well, first off, there's going to be one more musical instrument. The wrong mounting equipment came, so there will be four musical instruments. And then in the back part of the property, there's a pad of concrete that there will be three exercise pieces. This stuff is all created to be outside year-round, even in Minnesota, all that stuff. So that will be hopefully coming yet this fall. But as far as...
Awesome.
Yes, the mural, the Arts Council is currently looking at proposals from artists to kind of evaluate that and select an artist, and then they will, I think once they have the artist selected, they apply for the grant, and so that's we're really looking forward to that process as well.
All right, thanks for that update there, Val. That'd be great, the mural, on the perfect spot for that, right?
It'd be awesome.
Yeah, you know,
you're invigorated to do your exercises or something. Hey, I'd like to add, a lot of this was done by volunteers. There had to be a percentage of this to get the grants to do by volunteers, so I have to thank all the people that had volunteered. And there was a day where I think we had 12 volunteers down here that helped plant all the pollinator wildflower wild grasses, and then next day we got another group and we came and put down mulch and laid sod. It was the hottest day, too. It was about 100 degrees out.
It was not meant to be that warm, but thanks for hitting on that, Duane. There was a lot of grant funds that went in just to, before we even got to this point, or we approached the chamber, many of the utilities in town, Minnesota Energy, Farmers Mutual, Healthcare, UCare, and Blue Cross made donations. Burlington Northern. I mean, I thought of anyone I could think of to apply for grants, and kind of once you get that framework to write grants. So some of them were as small as 500, and there was one as big as 15,000. So a lot went into it, and of course, there's a little bit of a gap, and we're continuing to fundraise, and we will recognize all the donors over $250, and possibly work that into the mural as well. So
good. But there was a lot of local contractors that worked here, too.
Yep.
I mean, Crowett Concrete poured the concrete, and it's awesome because I like the, it's not a yellow brick road, but we kind of got a ready pink brick road through the middle of it, and it's not straight, it's curved, so you can kind of meander. Crowett's were great. Heather Floral and Nursery Landscaping at this time of the year did a lot of the ordering and the sod and plants and ideas, so that was kind of fun.
Nate Heinrich. Excavating.
You see these big boulders? He did the dirt work too, right?
Yeah.
The dirt here was absolutely horrible. So we dug out a foot of dirt off this whole property and brought it all back in as not the same dirt.
Yeah.
Better dirt. And we put that in. And it was awesome because we had the idea of putting big boulders in here because, we're in
Boulder
Haven.
Duane had the idea.
Okay. And we had the concrete already poured, so you couldn't drive over it to get them out there. And I have pictures, and I think we posted some online, that he had this big excavator, and it was really cool. And he picked up these rocks, and he put them in place, and I think they are awesome.
And these are big rocks.
These are big.
Small boulders.
Yeah, nobody's going to pick them up and take them home.
No.
But,
it adds a lot to the park, doesn't
it? I think
it
adds some character, and there's some, please come and look at some of these rocks. They're actually really neat. We picked out some special ones that have, I don't know, somebody can write the history on rocks. I wish they'd do that, because that's part of this, too, part of our area.
Mm-hmm. Duane, talk about some of the pollinator plants here that are right by us here. Once again, we're broadcasting from the Grand Park here, one of the newest parks in Madison. Val Halverson and Duane Hassett here. And
for the older people, this is where Kenyon Drug used to be, if the people are, it's right north of the Grand Theater. Also, Sears used to be here, too. Do you remember all those days?
Yeah, I do. So what do we got here? Why pollinator plants?
Well, it's kind of a big issue these days, and we're trying to attract, I shouldn't say bees in a park, but other, you know what the number one pollinator is of plants? Because plants have to get pollinated to produce seeds, the viable seeds. What do you think the number one pollinator is in the world?
Plant, you mean?
No, what actually, like a bee?
A bee?
An insect that pollinates from one plant to the other?
Monarch butterflies.
Wrong.
Mosquito.
Wrong.
What?
Flies.
Oh, really?
Flies, the number one pollinator.
I didn't know that.
I suppose you shouldn't say that either if you want to sit in a pollinator park. But there's a lot of, just sitting here, you can hear on the radio that there's a lot of wind going through here, so it'll blow those creatures to the next flower. But I created a book, a little handout, not a handout, but that you can look at all these different types of flowers. We're trying to increase the beauty down here. And the pollinators we need pollinators for the world, because if you don't pollinate your apple trees, your fruit trees, or your vegetables, you're not going to get any of that. And so with all the sprays that we have and stuff,
encouraging pollinators. And some plants that we have in here are a lot of asters. There's blanket flower. There's black-eyed Susan. There's golden Alexander, which is one of my favorite. Wild iris is cool. Hyssop. There's not many of those, but there's some. Wild iris again. Blazing star Leatris. Goes on and on and on. And we'll someplace mount this book or have this book so you can see what we have.
Okay.
It was really fun because the first day we came to put in the pollinators, I sat right here, and the first tray that I handed out, butterflies were here.
Oh, really?
Unreal. I mean, we haven't even started. I got the first tray out, and we already had butterflies.
Is there, for monarch butterflies?
Monarch butterflies, I got a picture of that.
Because I know that's very, very important. Monarchs are, they say, kind of going away, and they need the...
And we planted some, believe this or not, milkweed in here, because milkweed is the only plant that a monarch will lay its eggs on and also feeds off of. So that's what we're trying to encourage.
Okay. All right.
You better get Val back on.
Yeah.
I don't need to do all the talking.
Well,
she's giving us the luck.
No.
But it's well-designed park here. And we plan on doing community events here in Madison in the park, or...?
Well, there's certainly an open area for grass where people could lounge, and we have, like you said, tables and benches, but there's plenty of space, too, for, we're hoping, you know, classrooms or seniors to come over from maybe the library or the senior center, and just kind of, you know, play around and see what they're all about. One of the instruments will actually have, the one that we don't have yet, has a book. So if you don't know what to do when you're down here, it actually has, you know, a little color-coded book, so you will be able to kind of play some songs.
We'll have to try it out. Well, I tried it out before you went on the air.
Just to throw out some other information, one of the committee members applied for a grant, and that is why you see the Madison rides down here, the bikes that are available for people to utilize while they're in town, or sometimes I even take it to ride home. Like with anything, there's continued maintenance, so I know some of us are going to be down here weeding, you know, just kind of...
I was just going to say that, Val. We need some volunteers.
At 4 o'clock today, I know I have my hoe and gloves in my car, and I will come down here and get started, but while they're little, it would be the time to take care of that.
A lot easier then.
I've reached out to some of the youth organizations, and I'm getting some feedback from Dwayne is what the maintenance will be, and so we want to keep it looking nice, so...
It's awesome. Easier to keep it up than to try to revamp it, and, you know, the same way at home, like, keep up your plans. So.
That's right. Dwayne, before we end here, two quick questions that were called in from our listeners. This is fast answer. Is it okay to trim lilies, peonies, iris, and hostas now?
Yes.
It is?
Yep.
Okay. What is the best time to plant tulips? Can you do it now?
I'm glad you asked that. I have to owe you a quarter. We just got our tulips in. So, yeah, you can plant it. Plant them in the fall, and plant them early fall because they'll rut and get ready to go for next year. So tulips, crocus, daffodils, et cetera, et cetera.
I love tulips, all the different colors.
Yeah,
right?
We got a lot of different colors. So stop in at Heather Nursery and Floral and get your tulips.
Yep. Val, thank you for being on the Garden Show this morning.
Yeah, it was fun.
And,
thank you.
Thank you so much for all your hard work that you put into this.
Yeah, she was the go-getter here, so this is awesome, and I think this space is great.
Yeah, for community stuff like Val was talking about. So.
Yep, Grand Theater. Yeah, it's by the Grand Theater.
So
Grand
is this Park. The official name then? The
Grand Park.
The Grand Park,
yep.
Because
yep.
It's next to the Grand Theater.
Correct.
Yep. You know what? You could show an outdoor movie on this wall.
Yeah, I thought of that too. That's pretty cool. You could be long as I get this seat right here. That'd be pretty good.
Yeah. All right, Dwayne, Heather Nursery, three
yep.
locations.
Madison here, right across. We're right across from the Grand Park, in Dawson on Main Street, and the Smith Edition in Montevideo. So please stop in with your questions and see what you need, we can help you with.
Okay. Thanks a lot again, Val and Dwayne.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you.
And that's another Garden Show here on Q92, and we'll turn it back to you at the studios.